opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire.
How long have you been at this?
I just turned off my phone, okay? Bad Bob, you're raining on my parade right now, okay? You're raining on my parade. I just noticed that I had my phone with me, and I just turned it off to the side. Nobody could hear it but you, obviously. 7:06 in the morning, Carl and Abbott. Linda is on assignment this morning. After last night on the spot with Linda Bott. Today, we've got like 1,000 things that she's trying to do, including getting my truck smogged, another tax that was levied on me. June the 29th, 530-605-4567. And, is our phone number. And I want phone calls today, people. I'm feeling a little bit down and peckish at the same time, but I'm feeling a little down today. I'm kind of feeling like, what's going on with our country? And we're streaming live, of course, at KCNR1460.com. I really, you know what, Bad Bob, is that, you know, the decision yesterday was such a huge decision that it leads to other things. I've been, you know, I've been listening and reading since then and reading and listening to reports that our taxes just went up astronomically with that decision yesterday.
It was right there with the Swedes, I'm telling you.
But it's even worse because now the governor of California wants us to vote on a tax initiative to raise our taxes. At the same time, the Supreme Court just ruled that we'll raise our taxes too. We've got a double raise during the same time frame. I'm not sure the people of California are going to be ready for this, but I tell you, okay. It's 7:07. What's the weather going to be like today? Because it's going to be a nice day, so we can, you know, kind of go out and walk around and get, you know.
Or almost July.
And you should go out and enjoy the sun while you can, because soon, under the Obama health care plan, you will not be able to go out in the sun because there's a chance you could get a sunburn.
Oh, yes, the mandates, yes.
The mandates.
Clouds this morning, going to give away the generally sunny skies to the afternoon. High should be around 92 degrees. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour, mostly clear tonight at a low of 66. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, but there are thunderstorms possible for your weekend. High should be 91. And right now in Reading, we are looking at 66 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's where I want to go. I want to go and have wine up there and listen to the music. It's just a short drive out of Palo Cedro heading up towards Chino Town, my friends. Great food, great ambiance. And, you know, they just continually do things to make the ranch up there be, you know, just a better place to visit, a nicer place to visit. I mean, even when you think it was, gosh, this is just beautiful, they do some other things. They put walkways around. Again, anything that they're doing to, of course, increase what they're doing, putting people to work and all that in some ways. So obviously then now the county is going to continue to try and put them out of business because that's just what governments do. All right. Why am I saying this? Am I being too difficult on government right now? Today we're going to have, Jim Nielsen's going to call in and talk about what happened with the Veterans Home, you know, that they can find money for all these other things. But of course and then we look at what the budget cuts are going to be. But if we don't vote for Brown's tax increase, in fact, there's a couple initiatives on there for tax increases. You know, automatically, as soon as you see tax increase, you know, I hope you go, no. How about this? How about putting priorities in how we spend money? How about taking illegals out of the equation? How about taking people who make lifestyle choices out of the equation? You want to save a child? Fine. It's not the child's fault. But take lifestyle choices out of the equation. All that is stuff that we'll be talking about. But you know what? I'm looking for good news from Kathy Lathrop Cummings on what's happening on Wall Street. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is showing good news this morning, up 201 points at 12,803. The S&P 500 is positive 23 at 1352, and the NASDAQ is positive 56 at 2906. Active stocks today include Ford Motor Company, down 39 cents at $9.70, and newly publicly traded ServiceNow, up $5.35 at $23.35. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 1 cent at $15.25, and Exo Group is up 15 cents at $8.82. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.66%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is up $3.90 at $81.59. Gold is up $44 at $15.94.40, and silver is up 98 cents at $27.28. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. The Wells Fargo Advisors are good people. They give great advice. And you know what? You need great advice in this time of turmoil in the markets and government and all that. So you go down to see the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into it. Not only is Jim Nielsen going to be here, Lucky Jezrani is going to come in at in our second segment today, or our second hour, and we're going to be talking about the legal aspects of that. Plus, we want to talk about the Stolen Valor Act that was also struck down by the Supreme Court, and talk about why that's important. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, light, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Creason's Mattress Gallery in Reading carries the only true gel sleep systems, the OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. These are true cells, not the shredded foam you find in other gel mattresses. The OrthoGel sleep system conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Creason's provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Right now, Creason's has 25% off new fully warranted OrthoGel mattresses during their factory authorized gel sleep system sale. Limited to stock on hand. Creason's Mattress Gallery, your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock, plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Creason's.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning. You know what? June 29th, bed bub. June 29th. It's, you know what? It's over. June's almost over.
The year hath shot.
Oh. Well, and it just went downhill quicker, too. All right,
halfway to the apocalypse.
You know what? You know, for the first time, I'm kind of looking forward to that. All right. In fact, I thought yesterday was the apocalypse. You know what? You can't give up on this thing. You know, they asked. You know, they said they went to some of the Republicans that were in the North State, which is most of the people, the conservatives, and said, "What change will this be? The record searchlight. Record searchlight. I'm going to go after the record searchlight in a little while too." And what they said was, it makes no difference. Our whole plan was to get rid of Obama in November, get him out of the White House and put somebody else in there. So, you know, the plan hasn't changed no matter what happens, and that's true. You know, if Romney does win, is there going to be anything he can do, though? You know, see, once you start giving things to people, once they start getting it, oh, no, no. And plus there's parts of the health care plan, frankly, that I agree with. I think that just because you have a pre-existing condition should not disqualify you from getting health care. That's ridiculous. If you've been working at a job for 20 years and the business goes under and you had health insurance, you go to another business that hires you and you can't get coverage because you have a pre-existing condition, that's wrong. That's just wrong. On the other hand, you're going to see a huge change, my friends, in your health care because you add what they've said is $30 million. And yesterday, Greg Beal, and I had a good time with Greg Beal, a very progressive Democrat was on yesterday, said, well, there's 27 million others out there. Well, wait a minute. So it's already going to hammer our health care system with the $30 million. And then if we add it, you know, who's the other 20 million? Does this mean that when you go to the doctor, are you going to be able to see the doctor right then? And then again, what happens if you can't pay for health care insurance? There's people out there that they make enough money to live, put food on the table. You know, they don't go on vacations. They don't do those things. And now they're going to be said, okay, now you have to buy health care insurance. And if you don't, we're going to put a tax on you via the IRS. And you don't get any money back from the IRS anyway, but now you owe the country X amount of dollars. Is that X amount of dollars per family, or is that X amount of dollars per person in your family? What if you have a five-person family? Do you have to pay for every one of them? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know that part. I'm going to ask Lucky Jezrani when he comes in today all those questions because he looked at all the findings and the opinions. He's going to talk about it. Okay. Let's get into this. Other news. The Supreme Court's had this past week the Supreme Court, you know, we have Michael Savage on in the afternoon. If you don't listen to Michael Savage, you're missing something. It goes on from 3 to 6. He said on Monday when they made the ruling on the immigration that when they struck down most of the immigration parts except the spot where if you've already stopped them, you can find out if they're illegals. He said right then on Monday, he said, that's it. He said, you have now lost the health care. He says, Roberts will roll on this. And you know what? He was right. Of all people, he was right. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. Jay is our yellow cab philosopher. What's your philosophy today, Jay?
Well, you know, I'm not a huge fan of boxing, but I saw our civil liberties take a hammer blow to the kidneys yesterday.
You did well. Well, hey, that's a good thing. So now you have coverage.
Yeah, you know. No, I actually have been thinking a lot about it because I was pretty horrified when I found out because Robert surprised me. But the more I think about it, the more I'm beginning to think that Romney should send Roberts a gift basket because he pretty much just handed him the election. As far as I'm concerned, and this is just one man's take, Romney was losing a little steam there because you can only go so far based on we don't like Obama. We don't really care for you, but I guess you'll do.
Well, it's true. He raised like $8
million. Whereas now people realize it's crunch time, man. We're on the 5-yard line, fourth down, game's on the line. People are coming out with a serious passion that I think that they just got wore out from, from 2010. And I really think that the unintended consequence is going to be Romney winning this election as a result of everybody freaking out and panicking over what just happened yesterday.
I think this should be because, you know, there's a lot of things that have happened, you know, with this president. And people don't realize there's a lot of them that are below the scope, like what he's doing to the military. There are programs going on in the military right now that are going to change the capabilities of our military. And I'm talking about anything from affirmative action programs. Can you believe that? Affirmative action programs where they're forcing the idea of women being in infantry and, you know, so that
because
they can be promoted.
Because bullets really care what gender you are, right?
Yeah, you know what? He's cutting money out. We know our military is going to be a hollow shell if the Obama cuts continue. I mean, if they continue, go hang it up because we're not going to be able to go out and project power. At the same time, the Chinese, and people go, oh, Chinese, what can they do? Well, they're launching aircraft carriers right now. That's what they can do. And we've got other things that are happening in this country. So maybe it is, you know, maybe this was a wake-up call to everybody that says, hey, you know what? This is going to have a severe impact on us. Maybe we don't want all these changes. Maybe we don't want to be forced into buying health insurance. Maybe we want the choice. And then
I've seen some moderate types, and I apologize for interrupting, but I've seen some moderate types who are not fans of Romney at all, but weren't happy with what they saw. And I saw some of them grab some flags yesterday, put them upside down, and go rally over on Hilltop on East Cypress.
So
I'm really seeing motivation that we may not have seen if it had been struck down like it should have been.
Well,
so
that may be.
I find the whole thing appalling yet interesting at the same time.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, where you kind of get down and you think, you know, our country has withstood Nazism. I think we can withstand a vote from the Supreme Court. Okay, thanks a lot, Jay. You've got to run.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. That's Jay, our yellow cab taxi philosopher there. You know, he's a good guy. And, you know, if you need a ride, call Jay at Yellow Cab. All right, we're going to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:22 in the morning. It's the last day of work here on June, but we start again tomorrow.
Desired, I'll find nothing but faith in nothing. Want to put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experience and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride.
live the dream.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin and the Bot Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:25 in the morning, June the 29th. Has your world shifted? Did you still wake up this morning? Did you have your cup of coffee? Are you still listening to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460? Well, then it can't be that bad, can it? You know, all we just have to do is take a look at what's going to be happening in the future and see what we can do to change that, as people did in 2010. They didn't like the direction the country was going in then, so they elected Barack Hussein Obama. And, of course, today they're still talking about things that are racially motivated, saying the contempt charge against Holder is because he's black. No, it's because he's incompetent. But we want to talk to people that are competent, people that are great in what they do, people that make you feel good and make you healthy. So here comes Amy. Amy.
Good morning, Carl. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Amy. Big smile.
Well,
do you have a big smile on your face?
I always have a big smile on my face. I have a big, big smile on my face. You know why?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. This is a family show.
Oh. Well, here, let me tell you the short version.
Okay.
Monday was my one-year anniversary.
And no, not really.
What? Can you believe it? It's been
no
a year.
No way.
Well, you know what?
For a year.
We were there.
I know, that's right. That was fun.
It was fun. And you know what that ended up doing? Was because you also invited the Denims to
yes.
your...
Oh, that's
to, we ended. I ended up taking home with me a car, a Jeep that we love, but it was because of being at your wedding.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I'm sending you the bill.
World.
I'm sending you a bill tomorrow. So it's been a year. Well, happy anniversary there, Amy.
Thank you. Yeah, and we're going to Eureka. I won a gift certificate to go to the Carter House in Eureka. We're going to spend a nice, quiet weekend there.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah, and then you can figure out now. You, and
remember, it's a family show.
Just give me the lowdown on the health stuff now, Amy.
Okay.
All right.
So remember, we're on our series for the summer of our five habits that we want to follow.
Right.
Last week we were talking about eating slowly and giving yourself that 15 to 20 minutes. Today I want to talk about, where is your protein-dense food? I need you to have good, lean proteins, especially at your main meals, but even at your snacks, okay? So for a woman, that means that at those main meals, I need about a palm-sized portion of protein, of, say, chicken or egg whites or turkey or lean beef. And men, I would like you guys to shoot for about 2 palm-sized portions. Now, the great thing about protein is that it releases a peptide that makes you feel fuller longer. So it helps sustain you or gives you the feeling of fullness, more so than, say, carbohydrates or fat will. So it's really important that all your meals have that protein in there, and especially lean protein. I've seen some people who, they go, well, I eat a lot of cheese and nuts. Well, while those are good, they don't have the same protein component to fat component that, say, chicken does, or turkey, or some of your, you know,
possum.
Fish, yeah. So this week, we're going to focus on protein-dense foods at your main meals and even at your snacks.
Okay.
All right, Carl.
Does this mean we go out and we kill a buffalo?
Yeah, actually, buffalo's good.
Yeah, buffalo are good for you because, you know what, they are organic.
Yes.
At least the ones that you you know, you hunt down and shoot like that.
Exactly.
Well, look, Amy, you have a great, great, great weekend. And happy anniversary. And I hope you have a great time up out wherever you go.
Oh, we absolutely will. Thank you so much, Carl. You guys have a blessed weekend, too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
all right, it's Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. Great place. It's down there right next to Yak's off on Hartnell down there. Not Hartnell, Bocelli. Go down and take a look at it. Those guys are absolutely great. Okay, we got what? 30 seconds left? Okay. New taxes under the Obama plan. They've got taxes on healthcare plans. You've got insurance plans. Insurance is getting taxed. Insurance companies are getting taxed. I was told yesterday that when you sell your house, there's a portion, there's a tax on what you you know, for on your, what you sold your house for that goes into the health care plan. If you don't buy it, you're taxed. If you do buy it and you don't have the right thing, you're taxed. If you have 50 employees, you're taxed. If you have 51 employees, you're taxed. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day in a sea of green. Investors are cheering news that Eurozone leaders agreed to use rescue funds to stabilize the region's banks. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is up 204 points to 12,804. Americans are more cautious about their spending in May. Consumer spending remained unchanged last month. It's the weakest figure since spending was unchanged back in November. Keep in mind, spending accounts for more than two-thirds of the U.S. economy. On the upside, personal income growth was up 0.2%, matching April's modest increase. And perfume maker Coty is moving towards becoming a publicly traded company. This after walking away from Avon's $10.7 billion takeover bid last month. The company filed for an initial public offering, looking for as much as $700 million. Coty also hired Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley to help manage its share sale. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Liz McDonald.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you the solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. It's June the 29th. It's the end of June. Bad Bob, you've been very bad. You have let June slip away. You have let June slip away.
It wasn't my fault. I hung on to it as hard as I could.
Well, you know what? And then you let the Supreme Court make three decisions that were very strange.
You got to hang this on someone.
Well,
you
know what? We had our progressive Democrat in here yesterday.
With all due respect to the gentleman, he kind of epitomized to me that feeling that we know better than you. Did you get that feeling?
No.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. It's, you know, he has come up through the union ranks. He's been in education his whole life. He's been on the government dole, you might say, his whole life. And then now he's retired. He's retired at a much higher retirement. And this is not his fault. Please do not misunderstand me. He has absolutely earned it. And he's a very articulate man. And I like Greg Beal. I did not know him before yesterday, but I enjoyed listening to him. I hope he comes back on the, and in fact, he said he would. And so we'll have him on a regular basis because we need to have this dialogue back and forth, a civil dialogue where we can disagree. But, you know, the thing about it is when you get into something like this, is I get the feeling even from him, there's aspects of the Obama healthcare plan that he didn't like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I think everybody agrees is that our healthcare system needs to be revamped. But the idea of being forced to buy insurance and being punished if you don't, the fact that it's a tax like that, and now this year we've got, I just looked at the referendums on the November ballot, there's two separate initiatives to raise our taxes. One from Brown and one from some other crazy group that wants to raise our taxes at the same time this is happening. Okay. Let's go on to something else. Holder held in contempt in a bipartisan vote. That's right. In a bipartisan vote, Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, was held in contempt for refusing to give Congress information on Fast and Furious. And then I look in the record searchlight and various people are going, well, you know, if you knew the whole story on it, you know, guys, you know, there's thousands of weapons going across the border. Okay. There's thousands of weapons going across the border. So that's, you know, that is a reason to take thousands of weapons to push across the border without even letting the Mexicans know that it was happening. Oh. And that's the thing. What, Bob?
Well, just this thing about, like yesterday when the executive order thing, the immediate response was, but Bush did it.
Well, it's always Bush's fault. But also, let's go back to what Senator Obama said. This is wrong. Nobody should ever do this. This is done. What's he got to hide? Well, okay, President Obama, what do you got to hide? Is this gone up into your White House? Is this whole thing is to put it off until after the election because they're going to find out that Holder did know about it, that this thing went up a lot further than you know. But this way, they can hold it off till after the election. There's going to be, you know what, my friends? This election is really an important one because you're going to find out things after the election that you're going to go, oh, my God, I didn't know that. Well, it's because they're fighting and obstructing justice and all this. But Holder was, in a bipartisan vote, was held in contempt. It wasn't just all Republicans. Of course, the Black Caucus walks out because this is obviously a racially motivated move by those white Republicans and those Democrats that voted with it because Holder's it's because he's black. No, it's because he's incompetent. You remember Holder, where Holder came from. Holder was the father of Waco that he handed off to Janice, or whatever her name was, during the Clinton administration. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. How you feeling?
Well, good morning, Carl. I'll tell you, I got so many things on my mind this morning, I don't even know where to start, but I think I'll start by asking you this. Do you like broccoli?
If I don't, I better start.
Well, my thoughts are that with that last decision on the health care, all Congress has to do is say everybody's got to buy broccoli. If we don't, they're going to tax you on it.
Well, I think that, you know, this is, you know what, here's where it's going to. And, okay, now you've got everybody's got to have health insurance. And you're going to have people saying, oh, gosh, you know, I can't afford it. Insurance companies are going to get hammered. They're going to look like they're going out of business. So then the government says, well, wait a minute, we're going to step in. And we're going to make it a single payer. You know what? We're going to offer that insurance to you. You know,
well,
the,
Carl,
the, and
okay,
then you can get it.
Figures of what it's going to cost an individual and a, or a penalty one way or the other. And if you think that's going to stay the same, I got a piece of the Brooklyn Bridge I'd sure love to sell you.
Oh, no, we're going to be paying a lot more. In fact, if I became, if we actually became, you know, where we were going to hire, you know, we, if I had 48 people, all right, or 46 people that worked for me, and I was getting ready to expand my business, now I don't know how much I'm going to be charged. I'm not going to expand my business. I'm not going to expand my business until I find out how much it's going to cost me to get health insurance for 54, 55 people.
Well, you know,
or if I have 55 people.
I called my accountant yesterday morning about 10 o'clock on a different thing, and she said that she has received, at that time, 16 calls asking about this health care and how it would affect the business and what to do about it.
Yep.
Maybe you want to get an accountant on the show once.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking about that. I've got some people that lined up because I'm going to have somebody from the insurance industry next week, somebody from it's probably a good idea to have a CPA, and I'm going to have a doctor on. I'm going to have a doctor on to tell people this is exactly what's going to happen to you under Obamacare. And, I mean, exactly what happens to you under Obamacare and with this thing. And, you know, and the insidiousness of this, Henry, is just unbelievable. But we got to run, Henry. I've got to take a break, but thanks for your phone call. Don't, hey, keep your chin up. Because there is a way to get past this, and that's in the November elections.
Well, Mexico's looking better all the time.
Well, you know what, Henry? Is there no little place down there that I can come and spend some time with? Except... You
certainly,
have to...
come down and visit me.
Okay. All right, Henry, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBot, 7:41 in the morning. We're going to be right back. We have people calling, and, you know, you, talk to me, tell me, share with me, give me your hard feelings, spread it out all over North State.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater on June 29th with two performances. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. Over 130 North State musicians coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. America, sweet land of liberty, where the residents dare to dream the dream, pay the price, and share the cost of living in the homeland. Come and celebrate our homeland. For information and tickets, call the Cascade Theater at 243-8877.
Living in the homeland.
Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
The Salvation Army presents its 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big sign. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Go down and see Jeff at Crackmaster. He can do things that other shops can't. He can take a small chip. Those little dings in your windshield. He can fix those up and cracks up to 24 inches. 24 inches in length, and he guarantees his work. He's a veteran. He has supported so many of the good causes in our city, a local guy, and he guarantees his work, and he does great work. He's fixed my windshield 3 years ago, and I've never had a problem with it. Head on down to 3280 Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Tell him you heard about it today. We talked about it. Hey, our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. So, Jim, having a good day?
Well, two bad days in a row. The day before yesterday, the worst budget passed in California history, and yesterday, one of the worst decisions and most egregious tax increases ever imposed on the people of America. It's a sorry time. You know, my dad's grandfather was first-generation Swiss, and he loved this country, became a citizen, and whenever the kids screwed up, he would say, poor America, meaning the generations were going to let us down. Well, today the saying is, poor America.
Well, I tell you, Jim, is that the decision yesterday, along with the fact, you know, which is going to raise our taxes tremendously, and you know, people don't even have any idea how bad it's going to be. And then, you know, and then we've got two initiatives on the ballot for November to raise our taxes. This is just a mess.
Well, Obamacare is not only going to raise our taxes, it's going to diminish our quality of care and ration our quality of care. It's going to be an absolute mess, and we must only hope that there will be a new president that will resolve himself to unwind this mess before it gets tangling us up.
Well, you know, one of the things I heard, Jim, was that even if it would take a supermajority in the Senate, control the Congress, and have a president, that's the only way you're going to get this stuff repealed. That it's right now, it's here, that you might be able to, you know, nibble away at the edges. You might be able to stop a couple of things, but overall that we're here with this.
Well, the same thing's going to happen here in California. And what will change Obamacare is the people of America getting mad.
Yeah.
Then the dynamic changes very quickly. And I believe that this budget that just passed on Thursday, well, it's still passing. It's not even done yet, frankly. We can talk about that. Budget 1, Budget 2 have now passed, but there's still more to come. But I told in my debate, I said, you know, if you want to ensure that those tax increases are defeated in November, pass this budget. The people will be so mad, they surely are not going to fund a government that is as broken as this budget indicates. And, in fact, this budget sets up Obamacare, California version, in it. Also, and where it rolls back 30 years of welfare reform, or 25 years, that I was a part of when it first started in the mid-80s, authoring the GAIN program, which took welfare from being the dependence-based model that had failed for 30 years to being empowerment-based, meaning we will do what we can help you with your education and your job skills so that you can be employed. And now this budget is rolling all that back.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, and then there's the threats. If you don't pass this budget, our school year will be cut 15 days, all the tuition rates for all the universities will go sky high, that all these, you know, they're going to close down the medical centers. I mean, it's just the threats that go along with this, instead of somebody just saying, why don't we just make priorities of what's important in our government?
Well, even our veterans' home was hostage, and now, we were able to get the crumbs of $4.1 million to barely open the doors, the 10.5 agreement that we had achieved in our committee in the assembly was reneged on. Again, 2 years in a row. And the worst part of this, Carl, that veterans home, you know, we can get staffed up, but we're not going to have any veterans living in there through the first of the year. And guess what? Then, since there is no funding again, it becomes hostage again next year.
Well, it's clear to us that Governor Brown and Democrats do not care about veterans. I mean, they have constantly done this. They've cut back every veterans program. You know, that the fact is they much rather spend money on people who are here illegally, a fast train to nowhere, committees, people that make lifestyle choices instead of, you know, veterans. I don't, you know, frankly, they look us in the eye and say, oh, my God, you people are important. You've won. Oh, no, you're important. We're going to do this for you. And in the dark of night, like the skulking rats they are, they change it.
Change it and break the agreements. You make a deal.
They look us in the eye.
No sense that you need to keep the deal. Oh, no, well, times have changed. We're gonna change it. And by the way, that speed rail, you know, that's a long-term obligation of $30 million a year out of our budget to support that only 180 miles of a train track to be built that is not electrified. There are no locomotives that could pull a train on it. And we're going to spend $300 million a year. I don't think so.
I love this. You know, and we were playing. You know, Jim, you just can't help. You know, sometimes if you just look at everything going on around you, if you just don't laugh now and then, you would just, you know, everybody would just move out of California.
Well, you surely would. When I started my debate the other day, I said, you know, this is a never never land debate, you know, if it was going to be a caption on it, I don't know what we'd call it.
I don't know either. You know, you know what? We got to take a break, and we come back. Hope you can stay just for a couple minutes. There's this AB bill that's giving the Fish and Game Department autonomy to raise fines and to do things, and that cuts the district attorneys out of it and the counties. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, a $20,000 fine.
Yeah.
For every critter, every fish that they might find dead in a ditch.
Okay, yeah, can we talk about that a little bit when we come back?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. We have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen here. You know, he doesn't sound, you know, I've got this lightness in my voice. Trust me. It's to keep all of you up. I'm going to carry you on my back and make you happy before the day is over.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank every person in business that donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue coming up July 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in conjunction with Anderson Explodes. They are Andrade Estate Liquidations, Axner Excavating, Big Valley Septic, Blagg's Food, Blue Ridge Forest Products, Brandon and Jamie Dersh, Butte's Insurance, Carmona's Appliance of Redding and Red Bluff, Cascade Comfort Service, Corning Chevrolet, Demo Metri Trucking, Dersh Apiaries, Dunham Swimming Pools, Fat Daddy's Barbecue, George Dersh, GM Ranch, Hutchins Paving, Interwest Insurance Services, Jerry Rovenstein, Jim and Sherry Ray, JF Shea Company, and Harbert Roofing. We'll have all-you-can-eat pre-sale tickets for $10 at Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning. Good morning, North State. Good morning, Anderson and Cottonwood and Red Bluff and Weaverville. And who else am I missing? Oh, City of Shasta Lake. People on Shasta Lake in Whiskeytown. We reach out to all those people. And those people down in Corning, just turn it up a little bit louder. Get closer to the freeway and you can hear us. Okay. Our guest for this segment is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Okay, Jim, when we left, after we bemoaned the status of what's going on in California, the Democratic legislature again has passed something called, it's AB 2179 or 2079?
Yep, it's a bill, and actually as critical as I am the Department of Fish and Game, this was not their idea. Environmental organizations put forth this idea. Basically it's just to harm the citizens of California even more. Now you can be fined $20,000 for any incident. Say a dead fish shows up in your ditch and that's $25,000. If there's five fish, guess what? You got $100,000.
Is that no matter what kills them?
That's right.
What if he dies of old age?
Pardon?
If it dies of old age or a
I'm being conspiratorial, but I've been around a long time, and it is not beyond individuals to bring in bucket loads of dead fish and dump them in a ditch or endangered species, so to speak, and plant them.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, I've just had to put up with this for too doggone many years, and the citizens of California, the people that I've been privileged to represent, having to deal with these kind of tactics.
Well, I understand.
Now,
it used to be that they had to go to the district attorney in the counties to do some of these things, and now they've become almost autonomous, that they can
they're becoming a Gestapo. I mean, gosh, and the judge and jury into themselves. That's not the kind of power that your government agencies should have over you and your lives, ladies and gentlemen.
So if,
and you not have an ability to stand up and appeal.
Okay, so that's the part I was getting to. They can give somebody a ticket or say they violated something, and they can get a $20,000 fine, and it doesn't go to court. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and you're stuck with it, and it can be per incident. So these are cumulative things, as I say. You've got five fish, you've got $20,000 times five.
So, and oh my gosh, I mean, and they're doing this because they, why is this being done? I mean,
well, there's a separate agenda too, and in part it's to, and that's one of the main reasons for the fire tax, to depopulate rural California. And to depopulate it from the standpoint not just people living there, but people even coming and being there, as in recreating and fishing.
That will do it. Hey, we've got a question from BC. BC, you got a question for the Assemblyman?
We certainly do there, guys. Mr. Jim Nielsen, did you think that California is ready for part-time legislation, and maybe that would be part of the answer with a new look at how it's legislated here, like Texas?
Well, a part-time legislature would be fine. Here's the problem. The bureaucracy is now running government day by day by day, and there's hardly anybody watching over that. I'm not arguing for a full-time legislature. The most important thing is legislators whose minds are not set in Sacramento, but in the district where they represent, that they spend a lot of time in the district with the people that they represent, are accountable to those people that they represent. That has greatly diminished over the years, and the many things that have been tried to do to make it different have not really helped all that much.
It didn't seem like anybody got right on the bandwagon with the Assemblywoman there from Bakersfield that had an issue on the ballot to do that.
Left, gentlemen, by the way, before we break for the news.
You need legislators who are accountable and who are real-world people. They don't think that the sun rises and sets on them or the state capitol.
Okay.
That is the problem.
We have got to run. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll come back with Lucky Jaswani. We're going to be talking about the legal aspects of Obamacare and the impact it has on us and the Stolen Valor Act.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. No more homes have burned down today in Colorado's most destructive wildfire.
We're able to up our containment now to at least 15%.
Forest Supervisor Jerry Marr, President Obama's headed to Colorado to tour what he's declared a fire disaster. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, live in Colorado Springs.
Dave, about 350 homes were destroyed. Police Chief Pete Carey says crews did find the body of one person inside one of those homes, and they're still looking for more people.
We're still dealing with a lot of incomplete information from family members that have some information that these people were in Colorado Springs, possibly in the burn area earlier. So we're looking at a number of less than 10 that we're trying to track down.
But officials say the weather has been much better, and they've been able to allow many people back into their homes. Dave.
Jessica, a new decision from the Supreme Court rejecting an appeal from media companies trying to lift the restrictions on owning both a newspaper and TV station in the same market. This the day after the health care ruling that has energized Republicans and Mitt Romney's campaign. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
In the first 24 hours after the court's health care ruling, Romney's campaign reports raising $4.6 million from more than 47,000 online donors. And Republicans today are promising to reignite the repeal effort.
Now that the Supreme Court
attacks imposed by a Democratic Congress without a single Republican vote.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, his Democratic counterpart Harry Reid's take.
Now that the Supreme Court has spoken, it's time to renew our focus on the most pressing challenge facing America today, the high unemployment rate that we have.
Romney says the court decision has injected great urgency into the race, Dave.
Now, Jared, there's a deal in Europe to try to help struggling banks in the debt crisis, and Wall Street likes it. The Dow's up 217 points. Oil's up more than $4 a barrel. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They're chasing the leads for UFOs.
Our first stop is to meet with an eyewitness.
And they're chasing the lights.
Look at this!
But what they're really chasing is...
That looks like a flying saucer.
The truth.
Now we're on to something.
Tonight on the National Geographic Channel, it's Chasing UFOs, a new series that shines a light on the unknown.
Did you see that?
Wow!
The unanswered.
I want to find out where they come from.
The unidentified.
What the hell was that?
Chasing UFOs premieres tonight at 9 on the National Geographic Channel.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
It's a busy day at the House.
This town only operates in crisis.
Republican Congressman Rob Woodall has both parties work out a bill that would cover transportation funding, national flood insurance, and prevent federal student loan rates from doubling as scheduled this weekend. George Zimmerman wants to be a free man again. Trayvon Martin's neighborhood watch killer back in court in Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Dave, George Zimmerman hopes the judge will believe that he didn't have as much control over donated money as the court said he did. A forensic accountant was cross-examined by prosecutors in Sanford.
How much money was in George Zimmerman's account at that time?
Around $80,000.
And how much was in Shelley Zimmerman's account at that time?
The $50,000.
Okay, so that, my math, 130 or so?
132 was the total, correct.
Zimmerman had his low bail revoked when the judge decided he had control over more than $100,000 when claiming poverty, Dave.
Jared, a man claiming to be a U.S. Air Force deserter, apparently revealing his identity. 28 years after going on the run, the lawyer representing the man says American officials have arrived in Sweden to convince her client to turn himself in. He deserted his post at an American base in Germany, David Hemler, in 1984. Ever heard of the Flaming Lips? A lot of people heard the band this week.
The Flaming Lips have performed the most concerts in the most cities in a 24-hour period, taking the title from Jay-Z. The Lips set the new Guinness World Record by starting their journey in Memphis, Tennessee, where they boarded a bus and traveled across the South while treating fans to mini sets in eight cities. Complete with special performances and guest stars like Grace Potter, Jackson Brown, and up-and-comer Hunter Hayes. The band finished off their speed tour Thursday night in New Orleans. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
A 1-2 punch at the NBA draft for the University of Kentucky. Anthony Davis selected first by the Hornets, and then Michael Kidd-Gilchrist was second. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, we have not draped ourselves in black. You know, we're not in mourning here. We're moving forward like all good American shit. 8:05 in the morning, June the 29th. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to go up to like 90 degrees, 66 right now. It's going to be, you know, we're a lot cooler than we should be at this time of the year. We should be in the mid 90s, but we're going to keep it to around 90, maybe a little bit of rain this weekend. Got to take a look at it. But the temperatures are down, so that's good. And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Going up there this evening or tomorrow, they've got music, they've got great food, they've got super brunches. I mean, you can't beat the food, the ambiance, and the service up there in Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546. We're going to go into this unashamedly, you know, promoting things here for the next couple of minutes before we get to Lucky Jezrani, our lawyer of choice. One of the things is Classic Cafe. I want you to hop in here, Bob. Classic Cafe once a month has a special dinner. Tonight it's German food. Millie and Kathy put together a menu that is second to none. You can't get German food anywhere around here except Classic Cafe. It is absolutely mouth-watering. They have everything. They have the Sauerbraten. They have all those. What else do they have there, Bad Bob? They have
stuff I can't even pronounce, yeah, but tastes really
stuff,
good.
Pork
they do potato pancakes.
Oh, everything. They've got it. And tonight, and it starts around 5 o'clock, so you can go there, you can eat, and get out, and get home. But it's at Classic Cafe. It's on Athens Avenue. I heartily recommend. Linda and I are going to be there. We might be there a little bit early because
they make them
up
to go.
They make them to go, but we're going to be there. We're going to have that before we head on out to Homeland, which is tonight, also down at the Cascade Theater, a unabashedly patriotic tribute to America down at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are like $10. We've given them all away, the ones we have, so don't call. But there's a show at 6 and one at 8. It lasts like an hour and 15 minutes. You know, 40-piece band, 80 singers. It's gonna be beautiful. So here's what you're going to do tonight. Head down to Classic Cafe. Then we head on over to Homeland. Now, other things that are happening are Don Shulman, who has a great show on the weekends, that Judy Maxwell lets him sit with her. Don, good morning.
Good morning. If you haven't heard Judy Maxwell on Sunday from 10 to 12, you need to listen. She's absolutely delightful.
We want to have Judy in next week, and I've already talked to her a little bit about talking about insurance, because she is, you know, the consummate insurance professional around here, to talk about Obamacare and insurance and what impacts that's going to
have. Well, we've got an even bigger problem, the exchange, but that's not why I called this morning.
Okay, why'd you call?
I called to say if you listen in this Sunday from I'd like you to listen from 10 to 12, but at 11 o'clock, we've got a special guest.
Okay.
And that is, who is the real Carl Bott? The show is subtitled Run, Carl, Run.
Run, Carl, Run. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to run and hide. That's
and
right, 11
Carl
o'clock.
Bott,
that's right, I'm coming on.
Yeah. Now, don't reveal it. So we'll
true.
Be talking about Carl and what he's done and what he's not done. Have a good time and get into the real Carl. You get to know Carl, not just from 7 to 9.
Well, you know what? I just like I said, you don't even know if this is my real name. So
I do know.
I can
and
be
we'll
in
talk
the,
about it on Sunday.
Okay.
So please tune in. You'll hear the delightful Judy Maxwell. As long as she doesn't slap me around on the air, I'm fine.
Well, Don, we'll be talking to you.
We can sell tickets to that.
Yeah, we can see. Yeah, that, you know what? That's okay. Now you got health insurance. She can slap you around, knock you off the chair. All right, Don Shulman, the Don Shulman Show on Sundays from 10 to 12, and I'll be there on 11 o'clock. Yeah, I forgot that I'm going to be on the show, and I'm looking forward to it, though.
Thank you, and we'll see you then.
You bet, sir. Okay, we got something else that's going on before we get to our Wells Fargo advisor.
Yes, one of our other great shows
that's
in our lineup, and we have good news about for fans of My Outdoor Buddy, which is heard, of course, first thing Saturday morning with a repeat at noon here on KCNR 1460. Frank Galusha's been wondering if maybe he's going to be able to keep the show going. He's going to keep the show on the air, and it's going to be a really, really good thing. So he's looking to get a grant, and if you go to missionsmallbusiness.com, you can actually vote for myoutdoorbuddy.com. He's in the running for a rather sizable grant to keep the show running.
They've got 12 grants they're giving out, $3 million, $250,000 a pop, and if you get, and it goes by votes, and he has a great outdoor show. It's one of the only, it's the only kind, only one of its kind up here in the North State, and it reaches everybody.
That's, yep.
Okay, how do you get, again, to the vote?
Well, if you go to myoutdoorbuddy.com, you can then,
you go.
Or you can go also go on his Facebook, Facebook slash My Outdoor Buddy, and vote, keep a great show on the air, and support our one of our fine shows. In fact, I love listening to it.
Oh, so do I. And I tell you what, we've got more local shows than you can shake a stick at, but I want more. I think there's room for all, for more and more community programming like we have here. But I tell you what, speaking of community and people that do the right thing, how about our Wells Fargo advisors and Susan Eastman? Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Well, Wall Street is in rally mode after positive European news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 212 points at 12,813. The S&P 500 is up 24 points at 1353. The NASDAQ composite is positive 63 points at 2912. The three most active stocks on the big board, Bank of America is positive 27 cents, trading at $8.01. Ford down 44 cents at $9.65. ServiceNow Inc. up $5 at 23 even. Local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive 85 cents, trading at $69.15. Costco's up $1.49 at $94.41. Target positive 6 cents at $57.52. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.65%. 30-year bond is 2.75%. Over to commodities, gold is up $46.60 an ounce at $15.97. Silver's up $1.18 at $27. Crude oil trading up $4.44 at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great weekend. Wells Fargo Advisors are down on Park Marina Drive. Go on down there. They have great information, and Susan is has all types of handouts and things. When I say handouts, I mean, you know, like pamphlets, not handouts like that, but pamphlets and you know, some books and things that she will, of course, be the one to explain it to you, but then you can have them also, too, to gain a little more knowledge about what's happening on Wall Street and investments. That's Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Lucky Jeswani in the house. And good morning, Lucky.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, we're going to talk the ramifications, legal ramifications of not only the Obamacare ruling, but also the Stolen Valor Act. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot to talk
just,
about.
Just, yeah, there's a lot of things to talk about. We'll be right back.
Frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Filing a claim for disability or pension can be a difficult process. If you have a claim with the Department of Veterans Affairs or are considering filing a claim with the VA, you will want to attend a special town hall meeting hosted by the Northern California Healthcare System Reading VA Clinic. The meeting will be at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street in Reading at 6 p.m. on Friday, the 29th of June. Experts from the VA Regional Office in Oakland and from the McClellan VA Outpatient Clinic in Sacramento will be on hand to provide information about the claims process and details of a compensation and pension exam. For more information, please call the Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 225-5616. Again, the town hall meeting is Friday, the 29th of June at 6 p.m.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom-fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bacheli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, beat that drum. It's Friday, 8:17 in the morning. Carl on the bop. Linda's on assignment today. June the 29th. Oh, right, Friday. 66 degrees out there. Maybe be a little bit warmer. It's going to get up to 90 today. Still below our average. It's going to be a great weekend. And this, speaking of a great weekend, it's a great weekend to go down and see Redding Crown Motors. They've got Dodge, Fords, Hondas, Lincolns, Nissans, and Rams to fit every need. They have a plethora of used vehicles, of previously owned vehicles, too. They've got cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need, new or previously owned. Not only that, they take great pride in the deals they give their neighbors. That's right. It's local, my friends. Let's stay local. Let's go on down there. You're looking for that car. You're looking for that used car. Or truck or SUV, go down there, give Redding Crown Motors a chance. Give them a chance at your business. They take great pride not in just selling them, but maintaining them and the services they provide. Redding Crown Motors, stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. I can't say enough about it. Keep your money local. All right. Lucky, it's finally time.
Yep.
All right. Lucky Jezrani, our lawyer. The man that's here, the man that we bring in. You read most of the decision.
I got through most of it. It's almost 200 pages long, so I had a busy day at the office anyways yesterday. So to be able to get through an entire Supreme Court decision takes quite a bit of time.
Obviously, for them too. So what do you think? What are the salient points out of this?
Well, you know, it all started, the first few pages of the opinion go into whether even the Anti-Injunction Act, whether the matter should have even been heard in the first place. And I think I came in earlier in March when the case was first being argued, whether the argument was even ripe to be argued before the Supreme Court. And that was one of the defenses the Obama team had going on. And that was quickly dismissed. The argument they were trying to make is that it's not yet occurring. It would start in 2014, whether it's a tax or whatever the penalty may be. So that issue was quickly dismissed by the majority of the court, that it should be heard and it can be argued, and it was appropriate for the Supreme Court to rule on it. So that was the very first issue. That part gets overlooked, but that was an important part of the decision that is going to be setting some precedent as well. Other than that, obviously the main part of the case was the individual mandate, and that's what it came down to with the majority, the unexpected majority, with Chief Justice Roberts.
That was almost going to be like a 6-3, and it became a 5-4.
Right. It was incredibly unexpected, and that's what we've been hearing about since yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Everybody was expecting Kennedy to be coming down to be the swing vote and not Chief Justice Roberts.
Right. Well, it was 5-4 vote, and Roberts being a conservative member, I guess you could say the conservative member, as Ginsburg is like a liberal member of the court. And his reasoning behind it, I tell you what, let's take a quick break. I want to hear, both the majority and minority, what they wrote as being the salient issues on this and why they believe that this law, this Obamacare plan should stand.
Absolutely.
And then officially what they say, then also and what the minority of the court said it shouldn't. We'll be right back. The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Violin is on assignment, 8:24 in the morning, June the 29th. Good morning, my friends. Bright day, bright sunshiny day. It's going to be a great weekend. Hey, Lucky Jezrani is here. Our lawyer is talking to is talking about the Supreme Court decision. Came down, of course, to a 5-4 with a surprise vote of Chief Justice Roberts moving to the side, saying that this is legal, and but he did it under a certain auspices. Is that right, Lucky?
That's right. It created more of a plurality decision. There's the four justices who believe that this is a power under the Commerce Clause for Congress to regulate interstate commerce. Now, that's a complicated issue in itself. That's a whole constitutional law thing that would take too much time to explain in a one-hour show. But Congress does have the right to regulate interstate commerce. The Chief Justice did not agree that this was an issue of interstate commerce. He thought that under that explanation that it would be too broad of a power and Congress would be overstepping its bounds. Under the Chief Justice's opinion from yesterday, he believed that this was a tax, and this was totally permissible under Congress's taxing power.
So that they can tax us for health care, and if you don't have insurance, they can tax you essentially as a penalty for not having health care.
Right.
Insurance.
And he acknowledged that that the mandate and its penalty is primarily intended to get people to buy insurance rather than to raise money. But he explained that it was still a tax. That was his conclusion. So if someone doesn't want to buy health insurance and is willing to pay the tax, that's the end of the matter. The government can't do anything more.
Okay, so then, okay, I don't want to buy health care. Okay, I'll pay you $750 a year because in reality, or whatever it is, it's a lot cheaper not to pay for health care than it is to buy health care.
And the Chief Justice acknowledged that in his opinion, that the tax would probably be cheaper than someone having to buy health insurance.
At least the first year. But then, of course, they can bump that up and eventually force them into it. Okay, the tax this year goes up 50%.
Well, what's funny about that is and he even mentioned this in his opinion, and if you think about some of the unintended consequences as well, there's certain people who don't pay any taxes whatsoever. They're incredibly poor
incredibly rich.
Right, and they may not have health insurance, and they may not be required to pay any sort of taxes, so they would not be imposed under this.
Well, yeah, so if you don't have to pay income taxes, all right, you know, there's people that don't have to. Only 50% of the people in the United States pay income taxes, if I understand that right.
Right.
So if you don't pay income taxes and you choose not to have to pay money for health care, they can't take money from you then, can they?
That's correct. You would not be exposed to any sort of criminal violation for failing to pay
tax. Let's talk about that one a little bit, Lucky. Then, I mean, if that's the case, if people are, you know, 50% of the people or 49% of the people are not, you know, required to pay income tax because they don't make enough money or whatever it is, then there is no hammer on them. So that means is the 52% of the people are already paying income taxes. If they don't, they're the ones that would end up paying fines.
Or a tax. Or facing some sort of consequence for failing to pay a tax.
Huh.
Just to have any other type of tax.
If I understand this correctly. Okay, so what did the other side, what did the minority say? They said, obviously, that you can't do this.
Well, no, they just deemed it that this is wholly unconstitutional. They disagreed with the Chief Justice, the other four, with Kennedy and the Thomas.
Yeah,
Delia.
Kennedy, who thought that things should have been thrown out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
With Kennedy,
so they said it was unconstitutional.
They said it was unconstitutional. And
okay, but, so the majority said that, four of them said it was constitutional.
Correct.
One said, I don't know if it's constitutional or not, but the Congress has the right to tax people.
In a sense, yes, right. And that moved it on to the next issue of whether there needs to be any severability. That's what people had been talking about
right.
for a few weeks. It never got to that point because there was a plurality that had said, yes, it is, it is not. The mandate is not unconstitutional. And because it was not unconstitutional, they did not need to get into the severability of whether to remove the individual mandate issue from the decision.
Wow. You know, but they also didn't they change something to do with Medicare? Did they change parts of it? I think
that's what came on to the next issue. That was the fourth issue of the case, and it was the Medicaid coercion issue. And what it essentially did as an issue was whether the health care law would require the states to provide Medicaid coverage for virtually all poor Americans under the age of 65, or lose Medicaid funding from the that they get from the federal government.
And now, the answer was?
Well, that's where it's still kind of getting complicated, because the court acknowledged that Congress can put strings on money that it gives the states, but it has to be only mild encouragement is the word that they used. They explained that that Medicaid provision just goes much too far. It's almost like a gun to the head to the states, and that is not permitted. I don't know if you had a question.
I just banged my head on the microphone there by accident. I'm trying to read same time. You know, we're going to take a break here in a minute. So it's constitutional.
Right.
The tax, they do it. They are saying that Medicaid is, you know what, we can put some restrictions on Medicaid, but they can't force the states to take care of everybody.
Well, the Health Care Act, what it required was Congress was going to require the states to expand that their Medicaid to cover even more people and even less needy people. Medicaid has a narrow area of coverage, and it was going to cover childless, non-disabled adults with incomes below a certain level.
We got to take a break here.
Okay.
This is a very tough case. I understand that, but when we come back, let's talk about kind of impacts it can have on us.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get into Stolen Valor Act later on today. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Crews in Colorado say they're optimistic about their chances of getting a handle on the big wildfire burning around Colorado Springs. It's now 15% contained.
15% is a lot based on the type of terrain that we're dealing with here today.
Forest Supervisor Jerry Marr. President Obama has authorized disaster relief money and visits Colorado Springs this afternoon. After the administration's health care law survived a Supreme Court challenge yesterday, one Democrat makes a plea to Republicans.
Before they continue to mislead and confuse their constituents, read the law.
Kentucky Congressman John Yarmuth, but Republicans say they will still work to repeal what they call Obamacare.
Let's put patients and their doctors back in charge and stop Washington from meddling in this really personal decision.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 219 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater on June 29th with two performances. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. Over 130 North State musicians coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. America, sweet land of liberty, where the residents dare to dream the dream, pay the price, and share the cost of living in the homeland. Come and celebrate our homeland. For information and tickets, call the Cascade Theater at 243-8877.
Living in the homeland.
Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
They're chasing the leads for UFOs.
Our first stop is to meet with an eyewitness.
And they're chasing the lights.
Look at this.
But what they're really chasing is...
That looks like a flying saucer.
The truth.
Now we're on to something.
Friday on the National Geographic Channel, it's Chasing UFOs, a new series that shines a light on the unknown.
Did you see that?
Wow!
The unanswered.
I want to find out where they come from.
The unidentified.
What the hell was that?
Chasing UFOs premieres Friday at 9 on the National Geographic Channel.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment today, June the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I think that's where I'll go. I'm just going to go down there and sit in the old barber chair and let them snip around my ears and all that. And sit around and talk about stuff like car and track and guns and ammo and, you know, things like that. UFC, mixed martial arts, man's last stronghold, because you get great haircuts there, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. It's on Cypress Square Barbershop, right there in the little Cypress Square shopping center, right off Athens Avenue. And in fact, you could go down, okay, here's your plan. Go down and get your haircut, then wander on over and get your great German food from the Classic Cafe right there, and then go to Cascade Theater tonight for Homeland. You know what? I have just planned out the rest of my day. Our guest is Lucky Jezrani. And Lucky's talking about the, you know, he's giving us more on the legal side of what happened yesterday, not the other side. But I have questions like, you know, that the fact is that, you know, you said that, okay, this one case has been settled, but there's others that are going to be lining up.
Right. And there's more cases that have been put on hold. From what I've read in some of the legal journals right now is that there are other cases that have been put on hold are relating towards the religious affiliated providers that do not want to provide contraceptives or other
forced into that under this law.
Exactly. And what impact is that going to have on them? Those cases are working their way up through the system, and up until now they've been primarily just put on hold to determine what the outcome of this case is.
Well, you
want to
do a separation of church and state, then how can you force, if you can't have a cross on government property, you say, how can you force a church to provide contraceptives if it goes against their religious tenets?
Exactly. It's going to be working its way through.
Can you do that? Can you force a church to go against its religious tenets, what it's based on and what it's founded on, and force it to do something that goes against the very backbone of a church?
You know, I don't know. I've seen a split of opinion. There's been a couple of states that have been agreeable in the lower courts, and a few other states that haven't been. And I'm not sure how this is going to work out. I think it's going to work out in the sense that they may require them to provide it as it comes down to the.
Why? How can they force? How can the government force a church to? You know what? This is kind of a rhetorical question, because a government can be a very oppressive force in our society. And the fact that a government could tell the Catholic Church that you will provide contraceptives to the people that work for you, even though it goes against their tenets, means then is that, you know, they can tell a church to do anything, right?
I agree with you, Carl, but... We'll see how it's going to work out.
Well, you know, see, the thing about it is that if that's where we're going in our government, which is where Obama's going, because it's obviously a socialistic look on his side, I'm not sure if there's religion in this man's life. He says there is. I'm not sure there is. He sits for 20 years, supposedly, in front of a man that, you know, God, you know, blank, blank America, and says he never heard it, you know. And then I don't know if he goes to church now because it would be disruptive. Well, it might be disruptive because lightning would come down and strike. But I just think that when the government, if you want to say you can't have a cross on public land because somebody named Mikey doesn't think you should, is one thing. But when the government comes down to a church and tells them, this is what you believe in, too bad, you will do this. Well, then, at that point, the church is being oppressed. as far as I'm concerned.
I personally agree. I don't know if exceptions may be carved out of this as it works its way through. We'll just it's going to be a way to
understand why the Catholics just aren't up in arms completely about this.
I think it. I think it, the dust needs to settle on this case for these cases to work their way through up and the media to catch some attention of them. But the other part of it is
I'm not Catholic, by the way, my friends, and you know, as frankly, contraception. I think you know I think we need to take a look at which country should really be practicing contraception. You know, if you're in a third world nation, you're all starving to death. Maybe we should be talking about contraception. But anyway.
It's going to work its way through. I don't know how it's going to go. I know there's a lot of people who've been are hoping. I believe in mid-July there's a new vote to repeal this whole the whole health care bill that was passed and now approved by the Supreme Court, even if it's successful.
Can they do that? That's a good question. Is this a repealable bill?
Of course, it is a repealable bill. It's going to work its way through Congress, but with President Obama as our current president, he would just veto it, even if it were to pass.
Okay, so he's gone. Okay, so then you have, Republican-controlled Congress and or House of Representatives and a Republican-controlled Senate, say a 53 with a a three-vote majority there. Could they repeal this plan?
They could, but
because it's a tax?
If we have a president who is Barack Obama, I would imagine he would just veto it.
But if you had a president that was not Barack Obama, could they repeal this thing?
I imagine that would work out. I don't know how it's going to come down to these November elections.
That's what I'd like to be interested, because I've heard two things. I heard, of course, ABC News when Diane Sawyer was just wiggling all over the chair. She was so happy about this. She goes, well, they can't even repeal it because they need a 60-vote supermajority, and they'll never get that. I don't think that – and then somebody else said, no, it's a 50, it's 50 plus one because it's you're repealing a tax.
Right, and I agree. I believe it's the 50 plus one, but
okay. All right, we come back. Let's talk stolen valor here because, frankly, this one is, you know, stolen valor. The Supreme Court's made three different decisions this week that makes you wonder about where we're going here. But I don't, frankly, I don't disagree with the Stolen Valor Act, but a lot of people do. We'll be right back. I can't get enough of you, baby. Yes, it's true.
Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winrivercasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:45 in the morning, June the 29th. This portion of the show, yeah, Walking on Sunshine, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley provide a great service in there through Espresso Joe's, and then, of course, you walk on over to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. I think I'm going to stop by this weekend and pick up a few for my friends. You know what? Coffee, anything you can think of like that, specials on coffee, support for the community, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've supported us from the very beginning. I ask that you go out and support them. Head on down there and buy Cokes or wine or get that coffee from them. Tell them that, hey, I heard about you on Free Fire Radio. Again, okay, our guest, Lucky Jesrani. And we're talking, let's talk Stolen Valor Act. You know, frankly, the Obamacare thing is, it's done.
It's done.
So let's talk about, they did three things this week. The immigration law.
Right.
Which right then made everybody roll over. And, here we are, the feds won't do anything about it. And at the same time, Obama, cuts loose and says that we no longer have to deport people that are here legally because these 800,000, a million or 2 million, wherever it is, these are valuable members of society, even though we know that's not true in every case. But now the Stolen Valor Act.
Right. The other big decision.
What exactly is that?
Well, it was started from a law that was passed because of an individual who was making up a lie. So they wanted to create to make it a federal crime to lie about having received a military decoration or medal. And they wanted it to be punishable by a year in prison if the offense involved military honors. So there was an individual who was trying to get elected to the board of directors in Southern California. And
so he was a Medal of Honor winner. He was a Navy SEAL?
U.S. Marine.
Oh, U.S. Marine. Well, obviously he wasn't that. I looked at him.
Yeah.
And
he was prosecuted for violating the Stolen Valor Act,
yeah.
And he was found guilty, or he pled
and
guilty.
And he was guilty. He was guilty. He right. lied about his service.
Exactly.
To gain personal whatever.
To get elected.
Right, to get elected.
So he lied to get elected, which...
Oh, my God! Okay. Anyway, so what the Supreme Court said was...
Well, the main issue, obviously, was whether it violated the First Amendment of the Constitution or not, whether it is protected free speech to lie. And the plurality decision, this was
This was a 6-3, wasn't it?
Yes, this was a 6-3 is my recollection.
And Roberts was on the side again of this.
Yes, and Kennedy wrote the opinion, and he said it needed to meet. There's a thing called strict scrutiny when it comes to First Amendment issues, and strict scrutiny means you have to pass the highest of standards to ensure that it is a permissible law that limits speech. And it's nearly impossible to pass strict scrutiny.
You know what? Yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
So this law,
I agree with this. The fact is the Stolen Valor Act. It's reprehensible for people to lie about their service, especially they say, "Oh, I was a Medal of Honor recipient." Well, or I won Silver Stars, or I won the war by myself. You know what? It's reprehensible. It's despicable. People lie for different reasons. We already talked about it. But when you start saying is that it's a lie, and you can go to federal prison for it, or it's a federal crime, you need to really take a close look at this one. You know, Lucky, I mean, I frankly don't believe in a slippery slope.
Sure.
I believe that, once we start down that, well, I'm not sure. I think that you can stop your progress down that slope by the way you vote and all that. But this one, if you lie about that, then the next law would be, which probably should be, if you're a politician, you can't lie
right
about the facts. Or who says that the facts that, you know, that you're lying about aren't true? I mean, true. In your own mind or something. But
right, and that's what it comes down to. Now, I think the Supreme Court got this decision absolutely right. It is a free speech issue. Now, what's going on is there's already another law that's being attempted to pass. I think it just started in the latter part of 2011. It's an updated Stolen Valor Act, and it deals with trying to obtain something for benefit through
false. Now, that's different. You know what? If you're lying about your service and you gain money, of course, if you gain money, isn't that fraud? We already talked a little bit about this.
Right.
Because, okay, hey, I was a war hero, and I want all you young Marines to invest with me. Because, trust me, that's what they do. You know, hey, I was a Marine for, you know, 5 years, and I think I know how to invest your money. You see that all the time, but if you were not a Marine and you say that, to gain money and financial, I mean, that should be against the law.
And that's what they're attempting to do, that it should only be related towards a financial benefit or some sort of monetary or other type of benefit, that if you're trying to effect a fraud through your lie, it is just straight fraud. And I don't know if a separate law needs to be made about that, but yeah. I think they want to make sure that they don't end this issue with a loss, so they're trying to update with a loss.
It's kind of like you just said while you're in a break that when you're in a bar with all your buddies in a 20-30 club and you're going to meet women, you never tell them you're a lawyer. You tell them what? You're a doctor?
I come up with something.
Yeah, we always say what you do. Yeah, I stand in the corner and I throw chickens at people. At least they talk to you afterwards. Okay, we got to take a break. Roberta, we'll come to you right after we get back from this break. Carl and Linda Bott, Lucky Jezrani, our lawyer of choice, a good man that, I mean, if you have a lawyer, wouldn't you rather have one named Lucky than, you know, something else? You know, obviously you got the name Lucky for a reason.
I did.
Well, that's good. But we'll be right back.
Small town girl, living in a lonely world. It took me not a rainbow.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake, it's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew, why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out,
Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Well, I won't back down. No, I
won't. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Reddy and Harley Davidson. I always save Reddy and Harley Davidson for our last, you know, live read. I'm going out riding this weekend. You go out riding this weekend. Head on down to Twin View Boulevard. That's right, 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a look at the bikes down there. Talk to the very, very professional, able, knowledgeable staff at Reading Harley Davidson. You can call them at 241-7117. They're open from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. This is your chance to get into a Harley. It's a local business. They want your business. And after they sell you these great bikes, these American-made motorcycles, they service them, and they do a great job of that. I can personally testify for that. Just remember, Reading Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream. They've got financing available. Head on down this weekend, Reading Harley Davidson. Our guest, Lucky Jezrani, we've been talking Supreme Court, and let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Enjoying the talk. I do have one thought, though. When you talk about free speech and the Constitution, I do not believe, if you study our founding fathers, George Washington and the other signers of the Declaration of Independence, that they were talking about free speech to lie. I believe they were talking about free speech to speak up against tyrants and wicked government, redress of grievances. And these men were of the highest moral character. And I just cannot believe that they were giving us a Bill of Rights that said that we could lie or that we could have porn. This is just way, way out of their realm of thinking that that's what they would be suggesting.
Well, you know, Roberta, that's an interesting point. And the fact is maybe that's not what they meant. But when you start, they were so much smarter than we, you know, than because we look at it from our own day to day.
Yeah.
But they looked at it and say that, okay, you know, the freedom of speech. Now, you know, we just fought a big battle with Barnes & Noble. Not a big battle, but because
yes.
they saw right away that we were right
yes.
about providing sexually explicit material to kids. You know,
yes.
but the bottom line is that when we start saying is that you can't read that and you can't say that, a government, you know, if yes. a government can be so oppressive so quickly.
Well, you're right, and that's where we get to speak up against our government.
That's right.
But for the government itself, for the court to say that these founding fathers intended for people to be able to lie is very disrespectful to our founding fathers.
Well, you know, but I think they also knew, but they had liars back then. They didn't.
That wasn't what the free speech. All I'm saying is that was not why we had free speech. Of course, we've had sinners from Adam and Eve. We are all sinners. But I'll tell you what George Washington said: that religion and morality are indispensable supports for a free society. Religion and morality. So when the court decisions are coming down to take away. Even our freedom of religion, as this decision did on, our religious liberty, and then tells you want porn to be in our society, and that's where the courts, they are tearing down the pillars that give us a free people. You know, people that are controlled by their passions, whether they're teachers, judges, legislators, when they're controlled by their passions, they are not going to be good leaders thinking what's best for a free society.
Well, they should be dispassionate, absolutely. But you know what? To get to that area where they're the leaders, there takes passion. That's just
not
directed passion.
Not passions in porn.
Yeah.
You're controlled by these passions, like it can be a drug addiction.
No, I agree with that.
Passions. I'm not talking about being. I'm passionate.
I know. I was going to say, Roberta, you're one of the most passionate people I know.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay, Roberta. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Yeah, Lucky. I mean, you know, she's right. I mean, is that but they were so smart back then. I mean,
these
guys that made the Constitution, that built this Constitution, they were so smart.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, free speech, it is the hallmark. It is the bedrock of a free society.
Absolutely is.
Yeah.
Absolutely is. And I understand her concern and her feeling about it, but free speech is meant to be broadly applied, and that's how it was applied with the Supreme Court yesterday.
Okay. Hey, Lucky, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carl. Always a pleasure.
Well, you know, we'll find something like we can, you know, we'll get into the porn. You know, that might be a good one, is porn versus freedom here. You know, what is porn? Next week, starting on Monday, we, of course, have Enjoy Magazine will be here talking about their latest issue, and it's a great issue. If you haven't seen it yet, we got some copies down here. This weekend, Don Shulman Show, 10 to 12, We the People from 8 to 10 on Sunday. We've got fishing shows. We have the Bold Truth. We have Shasta Startup right after our show here, great business show, and then Bold Truth right here, right after that. Have a great weekend. Just have a great weekend out there, and keep the faith, my friends. Keep the faith. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Don't give up. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
The focus for today is to hold what we got.
Firefighters doing all they can to save homes in Colorado Springs, where the Waldo Canyon fire has now destroyed at least 346 homes, killing at least one person. Incident Commander Rich Harvey says helicopters and heavy ground equipment are being used when possible.
To put muscle down on the ground in front of this fire and keep it in its containment line.
President Obama on his way to Colorado Springs right now. A compromise on student loan rates and transportation spending heading to a House vote today. Fox's Radio Steve Taylor live in Washington.
Without action by tomorrow, federal student loan interest rates would double and thousands of highway construction jobs would be threatened. So House and Senate conferees have combined the transportation and loan bills for quick action. Democratic Congressman Nick Rahal says
it's now time to move forward.
The House is expected to vote today. The Senate vote may slip to tomorrow, but Republican leader Mitch McConnell says they're trying.
It's nice to finally